Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Brothers and sisters, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of The Lantern. I think this is something I mention on the show very often. And honestly, it's just because it's a reality and a truth of life that we constantly need to be reminded of. That life is fleeting and it's very fragile and it could all be over in the blink of an eye. We're truly and genuinely not promised tomorrow. And that could be frightening and it could be a gift. The gift is in the sense that it makes us cherish the moments that we have, the opportunities that are presented to us. Better. And it could be frightening for obvious reasons. Let's listen to a short story about this matter, about how we've got to take advantage of the opportunity we're given in life. And in all honesty, there's no second chance. I'll be right back.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear friends, we have a nice story for this part. Thank you very much for listening to Lantern. The title of our story is How Do You Want to Be Remembered? More than a decade ago, a man was reading his morning newspaper. To his surprise and horror, he read his name in the obituary column. The newspapers had mistakenly reported the death of the wrong person for sure. He was shocked to read news headline about his death. When he regaining his composure, he read it to find out what people had said about him. The obituary included sentences like, "Dynamite King dies," and "He was the merchant of death." The man was the inventor of dynamite, and when he read the words merchant of death, he asked himself a question. Is this how I am going to be remembered? He asked himself. He decided that this was not the way he wanted to be remembered, and he decided to change. From that day on, he started working toward world peace. His name was Alfred Nobel, and he is remembered today by the great Nobel Prize. The greatest of all the prizes. The Nobel Prize has been honoring men and women from all corners of the globe for outstanding achievements in physics, chemistry, medicine, literature, and for work in peace since 1901. The foundations for the prize were laid in 1895 when Alfred Nobel wrote his last will, leaving much of his wealth to the establishment of the Nobel Prize. What is the moral of the story? It's never late to start over. You may not be able to go back and make a brand new start, but you can start now and make a brand new end.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
So, this is a pretty famous story about the late Nobel. I'm not entirely sure how true or accurate and authentic it is, but I've heard it quite often. But whether or not it's true, it still holds a true message, and it gives us a good life lesson, and it grants us a sense of perspective toward what we want to prioritize in life. There are a plethora of verses in the Holy Quran which talk about how fleeting life is, like we mentioned, how short it is, and how it can slip away through our fingers, and that it's not going to last, no matter how much we want it to, no matter how much it seems that way, and no matter how much it tries to deceive us into believing so, it's not going to last, and that the hereafter, the akhirah, is abqa, is everlasting and is eternal and is infinite. And everything we do in this world, whether good or bad, we're going to see the results in the hereafter, and we're going to be held accountable and or rewarded. And interestingly enough, there's a verse in the Quran also that talks about how when the disbelievers are taken to the afterlife, they plead to the Lord that, Rabbir ja'un, O Lord, return me back to that life. Just give me one more chance. I won't mess it up this time. Now that I know, now that I've seen the truth, now that the veils have been lifted. And obviously their answer is negative. I feel that we have not yet, most of us at least, have not yet allowed that concept to fully sink in. We haven't been able to process it in our minds to the fullest extent and really grasp the fact that this is really our first and last chance. We're not going to get a redo. We're not going to get a refund. And this is the only shot we get at this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful, however, that he knows we can't go back in time and redo what's been done. Once we leave this world, once we depart this dunya, we can't return to it anymore. However, he's blessed us with a restart button, which is repentance, which is tawbah. And interestingly enough, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the, you know, kind and merciful and forgiving Lord that he is, he's given certain properties and qualities to this restart button that are so profound and extraordinary, so promising, so reassuring, that had we not been granted this gift, we would probably lose all hope for any trace of felicity and prosperity in either world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, through the door of tawbah, allowed us to erase everything, all the wrongs that we've done. We don't have a time machine yet, but this is just as good as that, perhaps. When there's a hadith that tells us when a servant makes a genuine and heartfelt, sincere repentance toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah even commands the angels that have been appointed to keep a record of our actions to forget, to erase, as if it never happened. It totally disintegrates, evaporates, disappears from the timeline of the universe. And we can start with a clean slate. We can start anew. Thank you for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.